This recording accompanies the language ab initio examination. Paper 2. Listening Comprehension for English, November 2022.
Cet enregistrement accompagne l'examen de langue ab initio, épreuve 2, compréhension orale d'anglais, novembre 2022.
Esta grabación acompaña el examen de lengua ab initio, prueba 2, comprensión auditiva de inglés, noviembre 2022.
The start and end of each audio text will be indicated by this sound.
Le début et la fin de chaque texte audio seront indiqués par ce son.
El inicio y el final de cada texto de audio se indicarán con este sonido.
The end of the examination will be indicated by this sound.
La fin de l'examen sera indiquée par ce son.
El final del examen se indicará con este sonido.
Text A. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear two students, Jimmy and Stella, discuss what dish to bring to a potluck dinner at their school.
Hi, Stella. I'm looking forward to the potluck next week.
What are you bringing, Jimmy? Southern fried chicken, like last year?
This year, I'm going with Dad's Indonesian heritage and bringing his Nusantara beef. He makes Nusantara lamb too, but this is better. It's cooked in coconut milk and spices.
Sounds delicious.
How about you, Stella? Something Canadian or Spanish?
Neither. I'm making a traditional Irish dish. It's my grandmother's recipe. There's no meat, but lots of mashed potatoes and some cabbage.
I didn't know you had that connection.
It's complicated for me. I can count at least four countries' heritage in my immediate family.
Does that mean you're going to bring four different desserts?
No, but I hope you bring some more of your apple pie. I love it.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
Hi, Stella. I'm looking forward to the potluck next week.
What are you bringing, Jimmy? Southern fried chicken, like last year?
This year, I'm going with Dad's Indonesian heritage and bringing his Nusantara beef. He makes Nusantara lamb too, but this is better. It's cooked in coconut milk and spices.
Sounds delicious.
How about you, Stella? Something Canadian or Spanish?
Neither. I'm making a traditional Irish dish. It's my grandmother's recipe. There's no meat, but lots of mashed potatoes and some cabbage.
I didn't know you had that connection.
It's complicated for me. I can count at least four countries' heritage in my immediate family.
Does that mean you're going to bring four different desserts?
No, but I hope you bring some more of your apple pie. I love it.
You now have 2 minutes before hearing the recording for a third and final time.
Hi, Stella. I'm looking forward to the potluck next week.
What are you bringing, Jimmy? Southern fried chicken, like last year?
This year, I'm going with Dad's Indonesian heritage and bringing his Nusantara beef. He makes Nusantara lamb too, but this is better. It's cooked in coconut milk and spices.
Sounds delicious.
How about you, Stella? Something Canadian or Spanish?
Neither. I'm making a traditional Irish dish. It's my grandmother's recipe. There's no meat, but lots of mashed potatoes and some cabbage.
I didn't know you had that connection.
It's complicated for me. I can count at least 4 countries' heritage in my immediate family.
Does that mean you're going to bring 4 different desserts?
No, but I hope you bring some more of your apple pie. I love it.
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions. Text B. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear an IT expert, Becky, help a teacher choose an online teaching app. They talk about TeachLine and Connect.
I need your help, Becky. Which app is best for students to ask and answer questions?
Both have a public chat box, but TeachLine lets students send messages to just one person. Also, you can create a quiz in both. But Connect is better because everyone can see the students' answers, not just the teacher.
Do they both have breakout rooms for groups?
Yes, but the number of groups is limited to 20 in Connect. And just recently, TeachLine has added a countdown timer for group activities.
Anything else?
With both, users can set their own background picture. And what else? Oh, yes. Although TeachLine is quite old now, both appeal to young people in different ways. Here, let me show you what each app looks like.
So, Becky, how easy is each one to set up?
Well, with TeachLine, you just need to give your email address. But Connect requires your birth date, too.
How about accessibility? Do they both work on phones?
Connect works exactly the same on a phone as on a computer, but TeachLine is unreliable on phones. Plus, on a phone, TeachLine is very slow.
And security? My students often seem concerned about this.
TeachLine needs a password, but anyone can log in to Connect.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
I need your help, Becky. Which app is best for students to ask and answer questions?
Both have a public chat box, but TeachLine lets students send messages to just one person. Also, you can create a quiz in both. But Connect is better because everyone can see the students' answers, not just the teacher.
Do they both have breakout rooms for groups?
Yes, but the number of groups is limited to 20 in Connect. And just recently, TeachLine has added a countdown timer for group activities.
Anything else?
With both, users can set their own background picture. And what else? Oh, yes. Although TeachLine is quite old now, both appeal to young people in different ways. Here, let me show you what each app looks like.
So, Becky, how easy is each one to set up?
Well, with TeachLine, you just need to give your email address. But Connect requires your birth date, too.
How about accessibility? Do they both work on phones?
Connect works exactly the same on a phone as on a computer, but TeachLine is unreliable on phones. Plus, on a phone, TeachLine is very slow.
And security? My students often seem concerned about this.
TeachLine needs a password, but anyone can log in to Connect.
You now have 2 minutes before hearing the recording for a third and final time.
I need your help, Becky. Which app is best for students to ask and answer questions?
Both have a public chat box, but TeachLine lets students send messages to just one person. Also, you can create a quiz in both. But Connect is better because everyone can see the students' answers, not just the teacher.
Do they both have breakout rooms for groups?
Yes, but the number of groups is limited to 20 in Connect. And just recently, TeachLine has added a countdown timer for group activities.
Anything else?
With both, users can set their own background picture. And what else? Oh, yes. Although TeachLine is quite old now, both appeal to young people in different ways. Here, let me show you what each app looks like.
So, Becky, how easy is each one to set up?
Well, with TeachLine, you just need to give your email address. But Connect requires your birth date, too.
How about accessibility? Do they both work on phones?
Connect works exactly the same on a phone as on a computer, but TeachLine is unreliable on phones. Plus, on a phone, TeachLine is very slow.
And security? My students often seem concerned about this.
TeachLine needs a password, but anyone can log in to Connect.
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions. Text C. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear a speech by a chief of police.
It has been a pleasure to serve you and your community as chief of police for the last 7 years. As I retire, one question people ask is whether I achieved all my goals. The answer is, I would still like to see policing become unnecessary. You might think it strange, but I think the best way to do this is to spend less money on the police and more money on reducing poverty. In my experience, the reason for much low-level crime is a lack of money. If your parents had low-paid jobs, then you probably believe you will be poor too. And you may have no confidence in the future. This happens when you can't see the many choices I believe we all have in our lives. Some people believe government money is the answer, but I believe opportunities for all are even more important. This is especially true for young people because they create the future. For example, I would spend money on business training for young people. They have creativity, which you need to succeed in this field. Such success is a good thing because it sets a good example for others. All this costs money, but I believe it would be money well spent. If I had $5 billion, I would spend $1 billion on policing and $4 billion on creating employment opportunities. This is important because when there are legal jobs and other opportunities, it is much less likely that people will turn to crime. So finally, what next for me? I am going to work as a volunteer with a youth business organization to give back to our society.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
It has been a pleasure to serve you and your community as Chief of Police for the last 7 years. As I retire, one question people ask is whether I achieved all my goals. The answer is, I would still like to see policing become unnecessary. You might think it strange, but I think the best way to do this is to spend less money on the police and more money on reducing poverty. In my experience, the reason for much low-level crime is a lack of money. If your parents had low-paid jobs, then you probably believe you will be poor too. And you may have no confidence in the future. This happens when you can't see the many choices I believe we all have in our lives. Some people believe government money is the answer, but I believe opportunities for all are even more important. This is especially true for young people because they create the future. For example, I would spend money on business training for young people. They have creativity, which you need to succeed in this field. Such success is a good thing because it sets a good example for others. All this costs money, but I believe it would be money well spent. If I had $5 billion, I would spend $1 billion on policing and $4 billion on creating employment opportunities. This is important because when there are legal jobs and other opportunities, it is much less likely that people will turn to crime. So finally, what next for me? I am going to work as a volunteer with a youth business organization to give back to our society.
You You now have 2 minutes before hearing the recording for a third and final time.
It has been a pleasure to serve you and your community as Chief of Police for the last 7 years. As I retire, one question people ask is whether I achieved all my goals. The answer is, I would still like to see policing become unnecessary. You might think it strange, but I think the best way to do this is to spend less money on the police and more money on reducing poverty. In my experience, the reason for much low-level crime is a lack of money. If your parents had low-paid jobs, then you probably believe you will be poor too. And you may have no confidence in the future. This happens when you can't see the many choices I believe we all have in our lives. Some people believe government money is the answer, but I believe opportunities for all are even more important. This is especially true for young people, because they create the future. For example, I would spend money on business training for young people. They have creativity, which you need to succeed in this field. Such success is a good thing because it sets a good example for others. All this costs money, but I believe it would be money well spent. If I had $5 billion, I would spend $1 billion on policing and $4 billion on creating employment opportunities. This is important because when there are legal jobs and other opportunities, it is much less likely that people will turn to crime. So finally, what next for me? I am going to work as a volunteer with a youth business organization to give back to our society.
You now have the rest of the time to finish answering the questions.